Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends and family in Christ, welcome. We are zipping through January. My goodness. When is it too early to say Merry Christmas for next year? For this year. Anyway, that's just a side note. Hey, good news on the conference. We're going to tell you some updates about halfway through. We have a few speakers that we've added to the lineup. But I get to speak to some great guests, and today is no different. I've got my brother in Christ from the South back with us, George Carneal. The website, georgecarneal.com. Make sure if you have not checked out his book, From Queer to Christ. It's intense, but that's his story. And there's a lot in there, and we can learn a lot from it today in what he shares, because like we were talking before we got on the air, too many pastors in churches are not talking about some of these issues. So, Brother George, thank you so much for being on today. Good to see you again.
Good to be back. Good to see you too.
Yeah, so I'm just going to run down a bunch of articles that we talked about, most of these, just what's going on, get your take on it. And let's start with some good news before we get into the, you know what I mean? So, the Isaiah 5:20 articles, where they're calling good evil and evil good. So this was interesting. Over in the UK, now we know since the assassination of Charlie Kirk, Bible sales took off, as did church attendance. And people, young people in particular, Gen Z, interested in spiritual things. Well, over in the UK, and they tend to be ahead of us, but they're way, way more secular and anti-Christian than we are here in the United States. But they hit a sales record for Bibles last year. This is interesting. And truth. So let me explain, George, and then I'll get your feedback and what you think this might mean, if anything. So $6.3 million last year. That's the highest annual figure for the UK on record. And I'm going to read a quote and then I'll get your take. As we face worldwide political and social change, including the after effects of the COVID-19 pandemic still, global wars, the rise of AI, and growing mental health crises, individuals are re-engaging with questions of meaning and spirituality. Gen X, Gen Z, very interesting. I've got more stats to run by you, George, but what do you think this means? This is the UK, which might be a little surprising if you guys have kept up with the spirituality or lack thereof over in the UK. Your thoughts?
I think it's fantastic. And, you know, David, like me in my own life and so many of us, when you are out there in the world thinking that, hey, this is what we're all striving for, and you find that it doesn't bring you the peace, the joy, the satisfaction, the fulfillment, you have nowhere else to go but perhaps start looking inward and start researching faith. And I hope this will draw more people to Christ. And I think with COVID, that really set things in motion. I think it really caused a lot of people to take stock in their lives, and it gave them some alone time at home and made them have to slow down. So I think what the globalist meant for evil, I think it's going to turn out to be fantastic for the body of Christ.
So here's another stat, and there again, a couple of these might seem to conflict with each other, but I'm just going to go through this. The census over in the UK, this is in England specifically, in 2001, 6 years ago, there was a drop in people in England that identified as Christians. So that was 70% in 2001. So in 2021, 20 years later, the census found that less than half, 46% of people from England identify as Christians. So very interesting that the Bible sales are shooting up in light of this past census, that in 20 years, people identified as Christians went from 70% down to 46%. And now maybe there's a little shift, because especially among, like I said, Gen Z, there's more now attending church services, especially around young men. That went from 4% up to 21% now attending church services. Very interesting things going on, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's driving the hunger, but as you know, David, if anyone is aware of what's really happening in the UK, it is being destroyed from within. And I'm hoping it's causing people to really take stock of what's really important in life and what is happening, and will draw them to Christ through these difficult times.
Yeah, a little bit more, and then we'll move on to the next one. Talk about Christian booksellers. Now, this is interesting because, and that's a loaded topic, I think, and we could do a whole podcast on some Christian bookstores don't have stuff that's really, you know, Christian. But let's just go to this in the UK. They're seeing unchurched believers. Stop right there. So people professing to believe or have some sort of faith, probably not deep, probably not Bible studiers and things like that, but people that maybe believe in God, maybe even have given their life to Christ and have not gone any further as far as learning the Bible, discipleship, understanding the biblical worldview. But they're saying the booksellers in the UK, Christian booksellers, they're seeing unchurched believers come in and requesting Bibles now. So that's interesting. Something's happening. We don't know. I'm not calling it a revival by any stretch. But here's a quote. It's definitely younger people, again, who are driving this. They're seeking some sort of spirituality. I think you already spoke to that, George. But the American numbers, now let's end with this. This is super interesting because as of just a few months ago, there was an 11% increase in Bible sales last year in America. Now, America already had a pretty high Bible sales, right? But now there's an increase, 11%. So you're talking about at least 11% in America. That means that equates to 18 million copies of the Bible were sold last year alone. In America, only 18 million. George, that's good news, right?
Yeah. You know, David, years ago, I thought that people leaving the church was because maybe people were abandoning their faith or no longer believed in God. Mm. But I have found in the numerous people that I've been talking to, they're leaving the churches because they're not being fed. The pastors have watered down the word. They're not telling the truth. They are acquiescing to whatever the agenda is. And I think people are really searching for real meat, the real meat of God's word, and they are hungering for a real relationship with Christ. I think the pastors are letting the flock down, and I think that's why a lot of people have left the church but are searching out sermons on YouTube and other social media platforms and getting into the word in other ways. And I know of several people who do their home Bible studies. So it's an interesting shift, but the pastors are failing the flock.
Yes. And that's another reason why some people, like you said, maybe people left church, but they're not necessarily leaving the faith. I mean, some that maybe left, quote, the faith, I question whether they were truly converted, truly born again and understood. They denied themselves, confessed their sins. They, you know, believed in Jesus. I'm not sure. Maybe that's for another survey. Maybe George Barna and they can do some of that work. But so people are leaving and have left. But another problem in America, as we've seen for maybe three decades, maybe more actually, is the churches, too many churches trying to be like the world to attract people. And you don't have as much depth and substance then. Definitely you don't worry about sound doctrine because you're just trying to entertain to draw people in. Unbelievers, that what would you like in a church? Okay, well, that's kind of asking, that's a wrong recipe, right? Asking the world what they want, maybe trying to get them into your church, but then what? What are you going to give them once they get there? Your thoughts on that, George?
Right. You know, you can entertain them and they can jump up and down and hoot and holler and act like they've got the Holy Spirit. But this is how you really know whether or not the Holy Spirit is moving, because if you leave that church and you suddenly just crash, then it was just a fleeting feeling of a high of jumping around and acting like a crackhead. I don't know. But when the Holy Spirit's really moving, I think that that just lasts for days. There's just something that just fills your heart and fills your soul and gives you peace where you know you were truly fed by the Word of God. That's how I feel, or how I sense the difference in just entertainment versus the actual movement of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now this one is going to maybe speak to what you've seen, maybe what they're doing in the public schools and what the left has been successfully doing by accessing young children and, let's just call it, grooming or discipling. We call it discipling in the church, but they're really making disciples, you know, for the left, for Satan, really. So this survey, at least 73% of Americans support parents being able to opt out of public school curriculum. Now, that's up 10 points since 2021. So more Americans are saying, yeah, with what the craziness, insanity that's happening, what they're teaching young kids, I do agree that parents should have that right. Still, it's 73%. You know what I mean? It's up. So that's good news. And I'll let you just share your thoughts on that before we go on to the next one.
I definitely want to say, David, parents, if you can get your kids out of the public school system, and you can go to my website, it's georgecarneal.com. Scroll to the very bottom. There's a list of table of contents. There's a homeschooling link. And if you'll click on that, you'll see a lot of resources. Reach out to these people. They will help guide you in terms of homeschooling. But I used to have this information a lot more on my website. I think it overwhelmed people, but the tactics that they are using to groom the children, what we know is nothing compared to what we don't know. And these liberals are never going to stop grooming these children, even though Trump may have tried to crack down on this. Never let your guard down with these people, because they're going to push it no matter what. And I know for a fact that they are not only grooming the children and still doing it, but they are trying to do it in such a secretive way of not alerting the parents while they do it. And I think the parents need to talk to their children and say, if a teacher brings up anything LGBT, trans, etc., start recording it, bring it home to me, and let me see the curriculum, the paperwork they're giving you, and call them out.
Yeah, parents need to know. Parents need, and a lot of kids won't do that, but parents really need to work hard. If your kids are in the government schools, you've got to really strongly encourage them to let you know what they're being taught, told. I see you have on your resources there, Public School Exit, and so many others. You even have Freedom Project Academy. Imagine that. So, George, thanks, brother.
That.
Yeah, thanks for that page on your website. It's homeschooling resources. You've got a lot of great links. So, again, friends, at georgecarneal.com, just scroll down to the bottom and you see all those links. All right, 73% of Americans support parents being able to opt out their kids, and now 65% of Americans supported the recent Supreme Court's ruling that Catholic charities should have the same tax exemption that other religious charities are granted. So whether it's Catholic or Christian or, you know, just let's just understand that they're talking about the church or religious freedom. And before this ruling, churches or, you know, religious freedom issues, we're still fighting that battle. We will be fighting that battle for a long time. But the bottom line in this particular case was they finally have the same exemption, and they should have all along, that other, quote, religious charities are granted. And some of those nonprofits, they're not Christian, obviously, but go ahead, share your thoughts on that, George.
Absolutely. If Satanists can get a tax exemption, give it to the Catholics, Christians, and everyone else.
So we have to take a brief pause here. I'm looking at some other stats from this, but it looks like basically the surveys indicate there's a record number of Americans now supporting religious freedom, even sharing our faith, sharing the gospel in public. Now, that's a switch, right? Because it used to be that we could believe whatever we want to as long as we kept it behind closed doors, but now more people maybe are open. Maybe this is part of the Charlie Kirk effect. We don't know. But we've got to take a brief pause. We'll be right back with George Carneal and more on Worldview Matters. Register now for the Worldview Matters Conference, May 1st and 2nd in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Expert speakers include Alex Newman, Brianna Clausen, Olivier Melnick, Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Cobb, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. Delta Hotel, Green Bay, May 1st and 2nd. Go to worldviewmattersconference.com. That's worldviewmattersconference.com. Looking forward to that, friends, and talking to more of the speakers that are going to be at the conference on our podcast as we get closer to it. So the next article, George Carneal, is over at Harbinger's Daily. They do such great work, and the media is such a huge issue. And unfortunately, even Christian media, you got to be careful, friends, just because maybe something has Christian in the title. Oh, my goodness. Discernment is one of the words of the year for us. But this is by Jan Markell. Now, she's from Minneapolis, St. Paul. We talked a lot in the past. Jan and I, we keep in touch about what happened when George Floyd, you know, was murdered, died. I shouldn't say murdered. But what Minneapolis blew up. And unfortunately, a lot of innocent people lost their lives. A lot of people lost their businesses, homes. It was a wreck. And she said at that time, during that, you know, Black Lives Matter chaos, and where the police were told to stand down, and where Kamala Harris and others were bailing people, felons, out of prison to go back and protest, Jan Markell said Minneapolis looks like Somalia. She said that 6 years ago, right? So here in this article, it says the spirit of the Antichrist reigns again in my hometown. And she said, lo and behold, right now, the same spirit reigns that we saw in 2020. This time, the accused are ICE agents doing their job. She said they're doing it well, but she said 6 years ago in the Twin Cities, 1,000 properties were vandalized, looted, burned, or totally destroyed, along with apartments above these businesses and homes. And I mean, the media was in disbelief kind of around the country because we thought we had law and order, George Carneal. And I think that was very eye-opening for a lot of us. And even going back, and I hope the church has learned a lesson, but just your take on what's going on in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the rule of law, and just the rebellion against God and against really law and order.
Yeah, a couple of things. It's interesting, they can burn down a city and liberals will cheer that, but yet they had the audacity to scream and rail against the white Christian nationalists at the J6 event. Their hypocrisy is stunning to me. And additionally, how they support the illegal criminals and those who are, you know, when you have Don Lemon walking into a church, harassing a pastor. You notice he would never do that at a Buddhist or a Hindu temple or at a mosque or at a synagogue. It's always the Christians they want to target. And I'm really hoping that people will really pressure Trump to make sure that he is arrested. Of course, we never see anybody get arrested, thanks to Pam Bondi and whomever else is in that administration. I don't know. Maybe they're on vacation. But he needs to be arrested, and they need to make an example out of him, or else this Christian persecution and harassment is going to continue.
Yes. And I did see a couple of headlines. Forgive me for not having the articles. But yeah, there are some news outlets, maybe conservative news outlets, that are reporting that, yes, they are going after, whatever that means, Don Lemon. I don't know. But he goes into a church. The church wasn't the issue, friends. We know the church is not an issue. George, he's open homosexual. He used to be on, was it the Communist News? No, he was on MSNBC, which is Marxist.
No, he was, I think he was on CNN.
Oh, yeah, the Communist News Network.
From.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here he is now leading a group or being a vocal part of this group of protesters against ICE, against law and order, going into a church, a Christian church. I think they were trying to send a message. I think that riled up a lot of people. And I think, God help us, I pray that people will be held accountable for doing that, because that would also send a message the other way, don't you think?
Yeah, but I'm not sure sending Don Lemon to a prison where there's a bunch of horny male prisoners would be a punishment to him. So we might want to send him to the women's prison. Just giving you my 2 cents.
That's funny. I'm sorry. That's good. That's funny. I don't know. But yeah, he won't go to prison. I'm quite confident of it. But I mean, there should be some consequences with these people. But basically, what's going on in Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's not going to be confined to Minneapolis, St. Paul, because there are felons, there are thugs, there are illegal aliens that are criminals. We're talking about drug dealers, sex traffickers, and, you know, rapists and more, even some that have committed murder in different cities around the country that ICE is trying to go in and arrest, that the Biden administration let, you know, come over come into our country and didn't even care. So now Trump and the administration, they're trying to clean up some of the mess and the chaos. And it's a tall order. I don't know where this is headed, but and I don't know if they have the manpower, George, but we need to be praying for wisdom for our president, for the administration, and protection for not only police, but for ICE agents, and that God would somehow convict some of these mayors and governors that are telling the police, you know, not to obey law, what's on the books, the laws on the books, or to go against what the Trump administration is trying to do. Before we move on to the next one, George, any other thoughts on that story?
Yeah, I just find it interesting that liberals are just so outraged at the illegals who committed a crime by coming into this country illegally, or the fraud being exposed. They will defend them, but they suddenly have no care or concern for the Americans who have been murdered by these illegals with these long rap sheets, or the fact that the American taxpayers are being fleeced by this fraudulent system. It's mind-boggling, the liberal mindset.
Yeah.
Who can understand it?
That, you know, I'll tell you, I've been talking to guests about that, and just the average open-minded, fair-minded American is furious about the fraud. But where are the fraud protests? Where are the protests about this massive waste and fraud that comes from American taxpayers? And it's going not only to people that are not even citizens, but they're wiring it, transferring it over to their own country, to Somalia and other countries. And I'm going, wow, I didn't realize America was that rich, generous, and compassionate. No, they're doing this not with our permission. So that's what another angle of this that makes it infuriating. 5 minutes left, George. I got to jump to this other story. Speaking of Minnesota, this is over at the Media Research Center. And this is just not surprising, but we've got to continue to call these people out. For 6 weeks, Google News quietly worked to throttle coverage of the widespread fraud allegations in Governor Tim Walz in Minnesota. And this is an exclusive at MRC.org. 4 out of 840 stories. You heard that right. 4. Count them on one hand. 1, 2, 3, 4 stories only that highlighted some of the fraud, what was happening under Tim Walz in Minnesota. So they've done 840 stories on something to do with this and Minnesota fraud and the governor, but only 4 of those stories touched on the dirty details. This is, I mean, the media, obviously we have some thoughts about that. Go ahead, George, before I get on my soapbox.
Yeah, that's a soapbox I can get on as well. I'd like to throttle those Google people as well. I don't understand. Was it not reported that they found evidence that a lot of these social media platforms were trying to influence the election away from Trump?
Yes.
And Trump spoke about it, but yet he sits at the White House with Zuckerberg and the rest of these screwballs, and they just act like, oh, let's just have dinner and talk and have a party. No one ever gets arrested. No one's held accountable. And that's why nothing happens. That's why these people feel emboldened to continue doing the crimes that they do, because they know Trump is not going to do anything. It's infuriating.
It is. And, you know, the media has a hold, friends. In fact, they are not generally. Now, there are some people that go into the media or as journalists, or whether it's big tech or whatever, with good, maybe good intentions, maybe just trying to do a fair job. But who do they answer to? They got to answer to their higher-ups, who are going to direct them to do whatever. And if you want to keep your job, you're going to keep on slanting the news. So what they're trying to do is not report, here's what happened, to the public. They're trying to form and shape public opinion. Not trying to, they are. We saw that for one story example during the election before 2024 in 2020, the Hunter Biden laptop that was buried, that was covered up. And they did a survey after that of, I don't know, any voter, Democrat, Republican, and they said, yeah, maybe they didn't know about that story, but they probably maybe would have looked at the corruption in the Biden administration more closely if that was even in the news. But it didn't make the news, the Hunter Biden laptop, until afterwards. And then the lies, they said it was lies, ended up to be true. George, 2 minutes, if you want to take it on this story or whatever you want to share, because it is a frustrating time that we're in where there's a lot of deception, a lot of propaganda. Go ahead.
David, I think I would close with this. I would just say to Christians, the time is getting short in terms of being able to share the gospel. And even with regard to the LGBT agenda, you must speak the truth in God's word, even the uncomfortable parts. Yeah. And I know for a fact the laws that are being enacted and passed around the world, especially Australia, Canada, Western Europe, they, with the so-called digital ID and the, there's something about the, you have to have permission to get on the internet. I can't remember what it's called. They are slowly trying to impose upon our free speech. And also, just saying something like Jesus is Lord or Christ is King is going to be seen as anti-Semitic or hate speech. In Australia, I think they're now trying to make it to where you can't even suggest to a gay person that it's wrong, that you can change. And I'm telling Christians, you better get bold now, because the window is getting tighter and shorter. It's closing.
It is. And we've got, you know, listeners and viewers in different countries, but in America, we still have, thank God, the Constitution, the religious freedoms that we do. And friends, yeah, George made an excellent point. Maybe this is the year. Maybe we can take that next step and share the gospel with our neighbor or a coworker or somebody that needs to hear it. Be a little more bold on social media or whatever that is. But yeah, there's even some newspaper outlets in Minnesota that are actually making the Somalis the victims and not talking about. Anyways, just really, again, Isaiah 5:20, evil is called good, good is called evil. Brother, thank you. It goes by fast. Lord willing, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, David.
Appreciate your time. God bless you, friends. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.